I think it's like all cattle producers, it's unacceptable to see animals treated like that. We certainly have a standard in this country, and we would like to ensure that cattle are treated humanely wherever they are. So from a beef producer's point of view, totally unacceptable.
Do you have an ethical dilemma when you are a live exporter yourself? Does it make you think, do I really want my cattle to end up like this, not knowing exactly where they're going to be slaughtered?
Oh, it's certainly something that we consider. One would, with SCATs and other things, that we would hope that they are always enforced. Obviously, we're always going to have people that do the wrong thing. Nothing's ever 100%, but we, particularly as a beef producer, it is something that I do consider, and certainly don't like our animals getting treated in that way.
Would you ever make the decision, no, I'm not going to do live export? I know I'm going to lose out financially.
I think it's something that some producers are considering, and until we get this rectified, I think that's going to play on people's conscience.
Where do you lose control of them? Is it a middleman in Vietnam? Where do you lose control of them so they end up in an abattoir or a feedlot like this?
I guess nothing, is always going to be rogue elements. But in the main, and I've been to Vietnam myself and seen some of the facilities there, and they're very well run and managed. I guess we're always going to find that there's going to be the odd percent that would do the wrong thing, but I think that's something that as an industry we need to keep monitoring and making sure, rectify and put practices in place that doesn't happen. And so I think that's where some of the proactive elements of the industry has come out, with particularly live exporters, and looked at doing some, more checks and balances and ensure that it doesn't happen again.
Should the industry be stopped?
Look, we've got to put it into context. A significant amount of cattle in the last couple of years have gone to Vietnam, well over 300,000 out of the Port of Townsville. It has helped mitigate a welfare problem in this country. At the time when there was a huge influx of cattle going to the processing plants, it was over the capacity, we couldn't handle the supply, and it was another option to send those cattle out on the boat, sorter cattle and cattle that weren't to company specs in Australia. So particularly when 80-odd percent of Queensland was in drought, that was another avenue for those cattle to be sent to Vietnam.
You say the industry in Queensland needs the market.
Oh, absolutely. Great competition. And it was just another outlet where we could send cattle and people could destock and manage their properties by having that option to send cattle on to Vietnam.
Howard, the Department of Agriculture is investigating this, ALEC's looking at it, but given the fact that you export not just to Indonesia, not just to Vietnam, but many other countries in Africa and in the Middle East, this is not going to go away. These pictures of horrific footage from uncontrolled meatworks and processing plants are not going to go away. What can you do?
I think we've just got to keep constantly improving our systems. And the thing is, we've got to put it in context where welfare's in some of these countries to what it was and to what it is today. It's it's a far better place than a lot of times before we've gone into these markets. So I think we've just got to be, as an industry, forever vigilant to improving our practices.
Can you go much further?
Oh, absolutely. I think there's always you can go further. And we need to, if people do the wrong thing, they need to be made an example of.
So should the exporters who exported these cattles have sanctions put against them?
If we do the investigation, the people responsible for those cattle, there should be measures put in place or penalties for those people to some sort of a mechanism there that financially or whatever to stop sending those cattle back to those facilities.
Responsible at what point in time? The Australian exporters?
Yes, if they're at fault, then they should be suspended from putting those cattle into those facilities.
Okay, so the future of the trade, you see, it's in a really bad way, isn't it?
I wouldn't say the future of the trade is in a bad way. I think that we've come a long way, and as I said before, there's nothing is 100%, and as we find the problems, we will rectify them.